Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Megan Burkhardt. She's an author, screenwriter, and she's very knowledgeable in the world of publishing. Megan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher. Glad to be here.
Let's just first dive into the fact that you are a writer. I love writing. Writing for me, the words that I write on a page are like my paint on a canvas. When did you realize that you had some knack, talent, or desire to write?
Yeah, I actually have always known I wanted to be a writer ever since I was really little. Actually, in elementary school, we had like a career day at school, and already in second grade, I came in and said, technically I said, I'm an artist, but that's only because I didn't know the word for author. I knew that artists drew the pictures in the books that authors wrote. So I kind of always said I wanted to be an artist. And then by the time I got to third grade, I realized the word for the person who writes the book is an author. And so that's when I kind of claimed myself as like a writer and author. I've just always had a passion for stories, always have been a really big reader. Stories have just kind of always been a part of my life, and I always knew that I wanted to create them.
So you're telling me and our listeners that when you were 8 years old, you already had this vision of being a writer.
Yes, I did. It's kind of crazy.
Okay. No, but that's great though, because again, just like Tiger Woods was golfing at four, or other people were doing things very young. I was selling portable handheld fans when I was six and shoveling snow when I was seven. So sometimes we do start early. Now, from your vision of doing something as a kid to where you are now as an adult, how did you bridge that gap in terms of pursuing your dreams? Because a lot of people have dreams, but they don't always pursue them. So were your parents supportive? Were your siblings supportive? Did you have mentors? Did you read certain books or teachers? I mean, how did you go about maintaining that desire? Because just because you're eight wanting to do this, not everyone actually continues doing that over time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was very grateful to have a very supportive family who definitely supported me in my dream of being a writer. I did take a lot of classes throughout my time in school. And obviously the big thing is that once I went to college, I decided to pursue a degree in writing, and specifically the name of my program that I did was called Professional Writing. And it's a very unique program in that when I went to visit the school, they were like, professional writing is a unique degree in that we teach you how to make a living as a writer, like in the publishing world. We're going to teach you about the industry and how you can actually get a job in this industry. And I was like, yeah, I'm all for that. Sign me up for that. And through my program at my college, which is Taylor University, I was able to take courses specifically in editing, like editing manuscripts. We received visits from different editors at publishing houses. Even literary agents came to visit our class and would talk to us about their roles in the industry. I do have a background in screenwriting as well. I mean, that started in college. I took a screenwriting course in college. So that kind of really definitely shaped me a lot. Because when I first went into college, I just kind of had this idea like, yeah, I want to write books someday, but I didn't really understand the full breadth of all the roles that you can have in the industry until I went to college and kind of explored those different avenues.
So let's talk about the publishing world, because so many authors that want to be published, I frankly bluntly tell them, look, you can go through the traditional world where you get an agent and they maybe accept you. And then you go to a traditional publisher, they pitch you. And then the agent takes a cut, the traditional publisher takes a cut. And then maybe a year later, maybe your manager comes out. Whereas if you self-publish, which I've done many times, you don't have to wait or get someone's permission. I'm not saying that traditional publishing is not helpful, but the likelihood of someone getting published is so small that unless you know someone like you who's into publishing, it's just so rare. And I'd rather them say, look, you have a story, you have a gift, you should share that. I don't care whether you self-publish or not, but just know that the likelihood of you being signed up is so rare. And why do you want to wait? It's like, do people look at a book, open up the cover and say, oh my God, you got signed by such and such. It doesn't really happen that way, but in their mind, they think they need it, that permission. And I say that they don't. Now in your case, working at Zondervan Publishers, I looked this up, they're quite well known. When you were taught or learned from these editors or agents, what were some things that stood out in your mind? Because at the end of the day, if you have 1,000 manuscripts to look through or 100, how do you decide which ones go forward or which ones that don't?
Right. Yeah, that's really tricky. And honestly, it's been kind of hard to Because one of the things that is very can be discouraging about the industry is just, yeah, how hard it is to break in, and you feel like you have to jump through all these hoops to go through the traditional publishing model. Now, when I was specifically at Zondervan, they are a bigger, more well-known publisher, and sort of the things that they keep in mind when they're looking at upcoming authors. Well, first of all, it's like, is this like something that is in line with what we already published? Like, is the message of the book what our audience wants or what our audience likes to read? So the message is obviously the first most important thing. But obviously the second thing that they look at is platform, you know, how big is their reach online? And I think that a big thing for them is just that you need to have a certain number of followings to guarantee that you can sell the book. Which I think can be very discouraging for authors because marketing is hard. Even if you have thousands and thousands of followers, that doesn't really even translate to that many book sales. Because you have the numbers, the really percentage of how your followers translates to book sale is actually a very, very tiny number. It's hard. And I mean, at the agency too that I work at, of course, I'm looking for books that have a really strong message, that are stories that I feel passionate about, feel like I can champion them to the marketplace. But you know, that second piece to it is I have to say, like, will this author be able to sell this book? Like, do they have a strong enough following that they're going to have a readership? Because I know that that's what a lot of the editors that I'm pitching to are going to come back at me with. It's just kind of like, you know, well, what's this author's platform? You know, how can they market this book? It is a big part of the industry right now. And it's definitely very hard for a lot of authors.
Yeah. No, again, I just want your perspective because, like I said, I already knew that because, again, I've been in this world for quite some time, but I don't want to dissuade people from pursuing their dreams because it is possible. So as long as you research, because you can always self-publish it. And then once you build up that exposure and go to the actual publishers and actually have leverage, because again, unfortunately, it's like David versus Goliath, where the publisher's Goliath, you're David, you're like, oh my God, please, publisher, come to me. Like, no, you want to flip that script and say, you know what? I've given 200 speeches this year. I sold out all my events. I sold X amount of books. And by the way, if you partner with me, we potentially blow this even more because I admire your reputation. But I'm saying it's like, you're really sharing what I've known, but I want to hear it from you because, you know, you're in the industry, but I want our listeners to accept that you have a story. You should share it, whether you go through traditional publishing or self-publishing, because there's no reason why you have to wait. Now, in your case, what do you most enjoy about your job as an agent? Because you are going through all these manuscripts and you're picking things out. So what piques your interest beyond the whole publishing side, the business side, because that is a business. What do you most enjoy and what pops up in your world? Because again, you're literally the king or queen makers, where you're the one that actually picks the talent that they present to the world. So what do you most see that piques your interest when you're looking at some of these manuscripts?
Right. For me specifically, I really enjoy children's through young adult as my genres, just because that's what I've always really enjoyed reading. And I would say when I'm reading a manuscript, for me, the first thing that really captures me is the voice of the story. So when I'm reading those first few pages, do I feel like it's really sucking me in? Do I feel like this is something that I haven't, like an approach that I haven't really seen before? Of course, everyone's looking for that, you know, originality. But yeah, I'm definitely more of a person who cares a lot more about characters than plot. I want to meet characters up front that I really care about or that really intrigue me. I want to be sucked into their lives and like what their conflict is that they're facing. So that's a big thing for me. And obviously, like being involved in children's through young adult stuff, I tend to have certain sort of tropes within those genres that I'm really drawn to. For one example, one of my favorite tropes, especially in the young adult genre, is the enemies to lovers trope. So where it's like these two characters start out butting heads and they really hate each other, but they end up falling in love. That is definitely one of my favorite things in that genre. But yeah, I mean, it's different for every agent and editor. But I would say just to encourage people out there, like you said, you know, you shouldn't wait to tell your story. Or if you feel like you have a story that you're really passionate about, you should pursue that. And obviously, I know probably a lot of people have heard this before, but publishing is not a sprint, it is a marathon. And if you are truly dedicated to getting your story out there, feel like you have a story that's worth being told, just know that it could take a while. And you really have to put in the hard work to get it out there. But it is so rewarding once you finally do start gaining momentum in the industry.
That's great. And again, it is a business, and in business, you have to make money. And that's the blunt reality. So it's not personal. So the people listening, if you have a book, I'm not dissuading you to go through traditional publishing, but just be mindful. It is a business. And like all businesses, you need to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that, because the more eyeballs that buy your book, then the more money you make and the more difference you make. So Megan, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, for sure. So you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is at author Megan Lynn, MEGANLYNNE. And from there, you can check out my website, which is meganlynauthor.weebly.com. That will bring you to some of my other links and just different things that I've published or been working on. So yeah, feel free to check me out and connect with me.
Great, Megan. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.